We talk of Christ. Forgiving my ex-husband, name withheld. Studying Christ's example of love and forgiveness helped me overcome the hurt I felt following my divorce. When I found myself in unfamiliar territory, facing a divorce that I didn't want, I experienced pain and rejection that I have never felt before. I was in my mid-40s, alone, to finish raising my teenagers, hold down a full-time job, and pay the mortgage. I was overwhelmed, tired, and worried, but mostly filled with the most incredible pain I have ever felt. Because of my gospel foundation and my desire to live righteously, I knew I had to forgive my ex-husband. I knew it was important to not be critical of him in front of the children, but how was I going to get past those feelings of rejection that made me want to cry out in agony? Day after day in my anguish, I turned to the Scriptures, seeking direction from the Spirit. I searched diligently day and night. I needed to know what I could personally do at this unfamiliar crossroads of my life to follow the Savior's example, to heed His call, to follow Him. As I studied the Scriptures, I wrote down each attribute of Jesus Christ that I desired to develop in my own life. I recorded teachings from the stories and parables that He shared during His mortal ministry. I noted the things that spoke to my heart about forgiveness. I diligently penned in my notebook the hardships and trials that the Lord faced and how He overcame them. Over time, I recognized that His pain was much worse than mine, yet He forgave those who hurt Him. He was a perfect example. That notebook, filled with lessons from the Lord's life, became a source of great strength to me. It was my lifeline. Following His example, I was determined to endure my trial as well as I could. I was willing to move forward through my pain. It worked. Now, a few years later, I am blessed to have a good relationship with my ex-husband. Even though he has remarried, our relationship as the parents of our children is sweet and pain-free. By following Christ's example of not criticizing him, I overcame the negative feelings of pain and rejection. I can love. What a valuable lesson I learned during this intense trial. I am grateful for my Savior's perfect example. He is my rock and my foundation. And I never feel alone. I have His love, His atonement, His perfect example, and the love and blessings of a beloved Heavenly Father. Sidebar: how can Scripture study help us during trials? Scriptures can calm an agitated soul, giving peace, hope, and a restoration of confidence in one's ability to overcome the challenges of life. They have potent power to heal emotional challenges when there is faith in the Savior. Elder Richard G. Scott, The Power of Scripture. Consider doing what this sister did to get through her trial. Study the Scriptures to look for attributes of the Savior and other faithful people. Their examples can help you with your challenges or questions. If you know the topic you would like to study, for example, endure, forgive, or patience, the topical guide can suggest several Scriptures to start with.
Sidebar: forgiveness, the essence of the gospel. A spirit of forgiveness and an attitude of love and compassion toward those who may have wronged us is of the very essence of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Each of us has need of this spirit. The whole world has need of it. The Lord taught it. He exemplified it as none other has exemplified it. President Gordon B. Hinckley, of you it is required to forgive. Ensign, June 1991, page 2.
End of the article. Forgiving My Ex-Husband, Name Withheld, read by Jane Wise.